The two men charged with first-degree murder of Calgary woman Chelsea Davidanez will enter their pleas in Calgary court on April 18. Stephen Aaron Zwick, 26, of Airdrie, and Paul Joseph Rushton, 52, of Calgary, were charged with one count of first-degree murder based on a significant amount of physical and digital evidence collected by Calgary Police Services, CPS. They were taken into custody on April 2. Davidanez was last seen on February 17, 2024 and was reported missing to the police on February 27 after her family grew concerned when they were unable to get in touch with her. Calgary police confirmed on April 5 they located the remains of Davidanez. According to CPS, officers searched rural areas southeast of Chestermere in an effort to locate her remains. After narrowing down the search location, on Thursday, April 4, officers engaged the Calgary Search and Rescue Association, CALSARA, to assist in the search efforts. Late in the afternoon on April 4, members of the CPS Missing Persons Team located human remains northeast of Carseland in Wheatland County, near Range Road 254 and Highway 901. Investigators worked with the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner, who identified the remains as Davidanez. It is alleged that in the early hours of Saturday, February 17, Davidanez was lured to a residence located in the 5600 block of Rundlehorn Drive NE, by two men who were known to her. It is believed Davidanez was killed hours after her disappearance inside the same residence. Police believe Davidanez was targeted because of her history as a sex worker. Investigators do not believe that this case is connected to any other missing persons in Calgary. CPS believes her remains were removed from the residence on Monday, February 20, 2024, and transported in a stolen, dark blue, low-profile, 2001 Honda Civic with white rims to a rural, lightly treed area southeast of Chestermere. CPS received numerous tips since she was reported missing. Note: story has been updated to reflect that the remains of Davidanez had been located on April 4.